Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of Amazon FBA University. Today's episode, we're going to talk about something we haven't really touched on to date. We're going to talk about Temu versus Amazon, and kind of more so, more of a focus on what's going to happen in the future of e-commerce if these other smaller players, Temu, TikTok Shop, seem like a legitimate threat, and why or why not. So, Rye, I don't know if you've had too much experience on Temu, but we definitely are aware of it. It's kind of like this building beast, kind of how similar to how TikTok was before it became really mainstream, where it just was kind of bubbling. What are your overall thoughts about Temu, like experience, if any, and how it affects Amazon sellers?
Yeah, so I think Temu is a great, somewhat competitor to Amazon. Whether it's a good competitor, I think it's too early to tell. My thought process on this is that I don't think it will topple Amazon. So everyone who's, you know, super wary about, you know, hey, is Temu going to be a massive threat for me? I want to start selling Amazon FBA private label products. Is Temu going to knock me out of the park and undercut me? No is the answer, in short, from me. I think Temu is great. I think it's great that someone's challenging Amazon. I think it's great that suppliers are cutting out the middleman, aka us private label sellers who take their stock and sell it on Amazon. But look, there's a couple of fundamental things I think that Temu will not be able to achieve very easily, at least in the next sort of 5 to 10 years, that I think Amazon definitely has as strong points. And Amazon have kind of built a moat around themselves, right? By having these things and having these capabilities and all the things I'm about to mention, they've created a massive moat so that anyone stepping into the space, unless they have, you know, the billions of dollars or millions of dollars of investment into the infrastructure that Amazon have created, they're just not going to be able to be a viable competitor. They're definitely going to fit a small subset of customers who, you know, don't care about things like shipping times or reputation. But I think for the majority of the world, they still trust in Amazon and they will continue to buy with Amazon. So I don't really see Temu as a threat. So just going through my points then. So firstly, Temu is Chinese. Nothing against Chinese people. Some of my closest friends are Chinese. I just feel like the world kind of has I guess an inclination towards Chinese businesses where they don't really see them in the same light as American businesses or businesses from the West, even though a lot of the stuff that is wound up on Amazon that you do buy through Amazon FBA, FBA Prime, are coming from private label sellers that are sourcing out of China. This whole thing, like the brand itself, is based out of China, so there definitely is a little bit of stigma towards it, which could prevent it from actually becoming completely global. And then there's the fact that at the moment, Temu is relatively new. They don't have the reputation that Amazon has. Amazon has a huge reputation. There's a reason why customers continue to come back to Amazon to buy their products, and that's just not something that you can replicate in a short period of time. So I absolutely don't see them in the short term competing with Amazon on reputation. It's not going to happen. And then probably the biggest thing that, you know, I want to mention today is the shipping guarantee. People shop on Amazon because they have Amazon Prime. You know, in the UK, it's same day shipping or next day shipping. In the US, you know, it's next day shipping or 2 day shipping. That is a massive incentive for people to buy. And I've been selling products on Amazon for so long now. I've even seen it where people are prepared to pay more because a product is Prime eligible and comes, you know, next day or 2 day shipping. So that's huge. And Temu just can't do that, right? They're shipping products out of China. They're just not going to meet the same levels of guarantee with shipping. So that's out the window. And then there's the traffic issue, right? So Temu definitely is getting a lot of traffic, but it's nowhere near at the moment what, you know, Amazon's getting. So if you're looking at it as a seller, do I want to sell on Temu or do I want to sell on Amazon? I probably want to sell on Amazon. As a buyer, you know, you're probably going to be spending more time on Amazon than you are Temu. And then the final point is the quality of the products. I know a lot of people, I haven't bought from Temu. I know a lot of people that have, and there is a quality issue. Because you're paying so little for the products and, you know, you're enrolling in like 10 or 20 day shipping or whatever it is, you know, you're generally getting a subpar product that isn't going to be high quality. Like, people aren't going to Temu to purchase, you know, laptops or games consoles. You know, they'll go to Amazon to do that because they trust it. So Temu at the moment has that kind of market share, which is kind of firmly in the kind of low cost, you know, that consumer that doesn't really care what they get. They just want it for the cheapest price possible. So people on Temu are shopping on price and not shopping on quality. And I feel like Amazon definitely has that on its side where, you know, you're buying from Amazon, you trust it. the quality is great, the customer service is great, and they're always going to be there in case you have an issue. Whereas I can't really speak for the Temu customer service, and I bet it's not that great. And if you have to do a return, you know, I can't imagine returning goods to China is going to be very cost effective for you. So a lot of the time, you're probably going to end up just keeping the product anyway, which is, you know, not ideal from a customer service point of view. So those are the points I have. I think Temu is not a threat for Amazon FBA sellers or Amazon itself at the moment. But I think, look, if they invest in infrastructure, potentially it could be in 10, 15 years time, but in the short term, 100% no.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just add a few kind of thoughts and what really Temu is. So Temu and overall competition is good. So if you're an Amazon seller, most of us want more competition. It's not good for Amazon to be the only place brands and sellers go to, because then they can just do whatever they want in terms of fees, ads, all that kind of thing. So you definitely want this. Temu was interesting just because it's getting a lot of hype because of the difference in prices for similar items. But the thing about Temu is that, like, their entire business is funded by this huge Chinese company who isn't worried about making money for years and years and years, or maybe not years and years, but just like TikTok Shop, where they're willing to lose a ton of money and then start adjusting their policies toward a profitable business model. That'll happen to Temu, because they can't just lose hundreds of millions or billions every year. And so just like TikTok raised their seller fees from 2 to 6 to 8%, probably going to go up again. That's what happens with these platforms, where first they're just trying to give you the sweetest deal, lose as much money as possible, and then once they have adoption, try to turn it into a business that makes money. So a lot of the things, price included, on Temu right now, it's not going to last forever. So even though you can, like the best thing about Temu right now is if you find a product where you can one-to-one map it to the exact same product on Amazon, you can just buy it on Temu. But there isn't that much adoption for things other than that, because one, people know the quality is going to be pretty damn low. It just has to be. And not on everything, right? So like some things you'll see on Amazon for 50 and Temu for 25. And so you can catch these. But in general, the overall quality is going to be low. And then the shipping time, where you can't get it. I think most Temu products from US, they get there in about like 5 to 9 days, but that's wildly different once everyone's used to 0 to 2. And so I don't think it's a real threat. I think it's cool. It's definitely something, it's kind of like AliExpress, really. It's just somewhere where you can essentially get wholesale pricing. And so it's definitely something to keep an eye on, but it just doesn't have the legitimacy of real brands being on it, or the entire moat that Amazon built is because of their shipping and the returns. And so the trust and then the convenience is neither of those Temu has to date. So unless something significantly changes, I don't see it being a threat, but it is a good thing. I hope they stay in business. I hope TikTok Shop stays in business, because Amazon is much more, much less of a monopoly and has much less power in terms of their policies when there's other players competing for that pie.
100%. We need competition. We don't want to be, you know, Amazon just increased their fee slightly, which obviously squeezes our margins just a little bit, not too much. But we definitely want more competition, because it makes our lives easier and keeps Amazon on their toes, right? No one wants a monopoly. It's not a nice thing. Guys, if you're listening to this, you probably want to start your own private label business. We run the Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program, where we offer unlimited one-to-one calls for an entire year and see you through the launch of 3 products, depending on the capital that you have. If you're interested in building this business and you'd like us to help you, save you from wasting thousands of dollars by picking the wrong product, then book a call with us. Link is in the description. We'd love to talk with as many of you as possible. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.